Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, March 22nd. It is 6 minutes after 11. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. Thank you for joining us this morning. You can follow along on YouTube if you'd like. Just type in Kendall and Casey into the YouTube search bar. Now, you have a smile on your face.
Yes.
I have no idea what's coming. All I know is it involves Joe Biden. What did Joey do?
So Hammer and I somehow missed this when I was putting the show together for today. Hammer and I were chatting in the lobby during the break, mm-hmm. and thankfully, so one of the, there's many, many places we go to get information, but one of the great Twitter accounts that we follow is called RNC Research, mm-hmm. and they have just a lot of great audio clips that are really good. And thankfully, RNC Research retweeted this because, again, I feel very bad. I missed this. I'm going to read you their caption before we play the audio.
Okay.
To set this up for you. Here is how they describe what you're about to hear. Biden attempts to read a poem from his giant teleprompter, and it doesn't go well. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Richard Blanco returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural of Barack and Me, a poem, one today. It says, "And always one moon like a silent drum tapping at every rooftop and every window on every in, of every county, country." Let me start this over again. I'm getting so intimidated by being here. "And always one moon, like a silent drum, tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, county, what? All of us facing the stars. Hope, a new constellation, waiting for us to map it, waiting for us to name it together."
What? reading is hard.
It's the president, Casey. And he's very intimidated by being in front of people.
What? He sounded like he was slurring his words, even.
That's how he always
is
sounds.
Is he nipping on the bottle before he goes out? A little liquid encouragement? Doesn't that just make you so proud? I mean, don't you feel safe and secure knowing that is our president?
Well, here is what actually bothers me, and Hammer and I were talking about this out in the hall. There's a huge group of people, tens of millions of people in this country,
mm-hmm.
who think that's fine.
Who say, "Thank you, Joe."
Yeah, they're fine with
that. Thank you.
There are some people who you just say, "Hey, I'm such a Democrat. I'll always be a Democrat. It doesn't matter. Hi, good night.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is a senator. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter." But there are people who will defend, like actually try and defend that, because that happens on a daily basis or something just like that.
End quote.
And they just go, "That's fine.
Yeah, I'm good with it." I almost want to hear it again.
Yeah, well, can we do it again? I mean, that's pretty good, Kev. I think maybe we could. Okay, let's hear it again.
Richard Blanco returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural of Barack and Me, a poem, one today. It says, "And always one moon like a silent drum tapping at every rooftop and every window on every in of every county, country." Let me start this over again. I'm getting so intimidated by being here. "And always one moon, like a silent drum, tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, county.
All right.
All of us facing the stars."
And why hope, was it, when he's giving a speech, why does he always look up at the crowd that's in the bleachers and says, "Don't jump"?
It's the "don't jump" people are my favorite. But wait, Casey, there's more.
Of course there's. Are you talking about the monuments?
Yeah, so I did have this actually scheduled in the template, and it mm-hmm. just went perfect for what we just played.
Wow.
Because he announced a mm-hmm. couple of different national monuments
yes,
yesterday.
He did. There's one in southern Nevada, and it's the Aviqua Ame National Monument.
Good job.
Thank you.
You know why you got it right? Because you still have all your marbles. And if you don't know how to pronounce something, you can ask and or look it up. And then and then here's the kicker, Casey.
Yeah.
You remember the actual. Would you like to just, again, let everybody know what the actual pronunciation is?
Aviqua Ame.
Okay, very good.
Yes. Also known as Spirit Mountain.
Now, you are, while you're a learned person, you're not an Ivy League scholar. Mm-hmm. You're not certainly the president of the United States.
No.
You don't have the power to declare monuments.
No.
You're just a rank and file broadcaster.
Yep.
And you can get it right. One more time for the people at home.
Aviqua Ame.
Yeah, okay. And here is how your president, who is actually dedicating the monument.
Right.
Who it would be his job to actually pronounce it correctly.
Let's just keep this in mind.
Yes.
For three decades, 30 years, they've been trying to get this done.
Yeah.
3 decades.
So they didn't just show up yesterday and say, hey.
No. I mean, this has been a work in progress for a long time. The Mojave Indian people trying to get this done.
Yes.
Right? And then they finally get it done. Mission accomplished. And the president mispronounces it. That's just got to feel real good.
First, I'm proud to use my authority under the Antiquities Act to establish the... And I want you to know it's a big deal. The Aviqua Ame, I'm having trouble.
No.
Thank you. I got it.
All right, go back.
Stop it and go.
Let's have Casey say it again, and then we're going to see if Biden gets as close as Casey does to it. Casey, how is it pronounced?
Aviqua Ame.
Okay, let's see how close Biden gets.
First, I'm proud to use my authority under the Antiquities Act to establish the, and I want you to know it's a big deal, the Aviqua
Ame.
I'm having trouble. Thank you.
He's out.
I got it.
Thank you.
I got it.
He's like some husband in the garage working on the water heater. I got it. Thank you.
He's doing stand-up, right? He's got hecklers now. It's like we're going to a Seinfeld show.
Can you imagine you go to this thing and you've been at this for 30 years and this is your crowning achievement and this doofus gets up there and he's putting letters that aren't even in.
Right. There's no N in there. Amani. Oh, wow. I feel so good about our leadership. Let's talk about houses. Can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we get off of Biden?
Yes, sure, absolutely. Yes, very good.
Okay, so for the first time, year over year, there has been a drop in home prices in more than a decade. Also, a dip in mortgage rates. That's noteworthy because, you know, those interest rates have just been going up, up, up. And now, finally, they have gone down. Not a lot. From 7% in November to now 6%.
Okay, so what they're saying, though, is that when we say home prices fell year over year, that the home a year later would cost you less than it did now.
Correct.
I guess that's good if you're in the home buying business. However, the interest rates are. And remember last year, because this was right about the time I was getting ready to buy my home, finish buying my home. I'd already locked in my interest rate long ago because I have very professional people around me and they advised me very well. But we were saying, okay, so here's the double-edged sword of all of this, which is if you are a person who bought when the interest rate was low, well, good on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the real estate people said, well, it doesn't matter what the price is because the interest rate is so low, your home payment is actually cheaper. Okay, maybe not wrong, but if you're paying $50,000 above list price, there's a good chance you're not going to be able to sell that home
For more than what you bought it for.
So if you were like someone like me, and I did not do this, but it is what I did in the sense of I bought a house that I intend to live in for the remainder of my days. Now, I didn't pay way above list price for it, but I'm saying, unless you're a person who said, I'm going to live in this house forever and ever, and will always capitalize on this super cheap interest rate, and I will never move ever again, then you are going to get screwed eventually. And it has already happened. You know, Casey, how just we hate being right on this show, and it only took a year, and now this is happening, in which the homes within a year, the values are starting to decline, which means if you paid that egregious amount of money over list price, you stuck.
Yep. So the median home price right now across the country, $363,000.
How much?
363,000.
Median. Is that the middle? Is that middle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I am below average.
Well, housing costs have been a big contributor to inflation. But you know what? Even if the interest rate goes down, and is the Fed going to raise it? Isn't it tomorrow? He's considering raising it.
But
another quarter percentage point?
I'm just amazed at what, when you actually sit back and think of what happened in this country. And again, if you are someone who said, okay, let's say you were recently married and you were planning on having children and you said, I'm going to buy a home, you know, last year, 2 years ago, that was double the size I actually need at this moment in time, and we will grow into this home.
Right.
Then, okay. You probably did all right. You're probably going to get way ahead of the game over time because you will not need to sell that house. But if you're a person via work, family growth, whatever, I mean, I'll never forget, we went to look at a house.
Yeah.
And it was, the list price was high, but doable. This must have been in 2021. And we were talking to the person showing the home, and they said, yeah, you're probably going to need to plan on about $25,000 cash at closing on top of whatever the winning bid is. And they said count on the winning bid being 15 or 20% above what the list is.
Price.
And then on top of that, you'll need to bring $25,000 cash.
Why would you need to do that?
Because the people can sell, set their own terms.
Oh.
People who were selling. I mean, they were, there were just such ridiculous prices going for these homes. That, again, to get into the home and the home payment and whatever, fine. But what if you want to move?
Where you're going to lose it on the other
end. Yeah, the bank isn't just like, yeah, you sell that home for whatever you want, and we'll just eat the difference.
Yeah.
No!
Yep.
That's not how it works.
Well, and with everything that's going on with Silicon Valley Bank and the Signature Bank, there's instability in the financial system right now. Banks, they're going to tighten their lending standards. You know, they're not just going to give everybody a mortgage now. They're going to be a little more scrutiny is going to go on. And that's going to make it even harder. For people to get their mortgage.
Casey, this is how it should be. It should be hard to get money. I don't understand why.
Which is the problem to begin with.
Yes.
That they were giving it away like money didn't matter.
Yes.
Printing it like it didn't matter.
Every time the government does this, it blows up in our face.
Yeah.
What caused the financial collapse of 2008? We were giving loans to people who should have never had loans.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening again? We were giving loans, loans to people. People should not be buying a $400,000 home.
It'll be really interesting to see if the Fed raises interest rates again, or if he's getting a lot of pressure from the politicians not to.
Well, if he does his job, he will keep raising them until
to stop the inflation.
Well, and I know we got to get to a break, but if Jerome Powell actually wants to fix this, he needs to go on, and he's not, because that's not the way the Federal Reserve operates, and he's a political appointment, but he should absolutely go on offense and go, we will stop raising interest rates when the government stops spending the money. You people are to blame for this.
Right.
This is the only option, and when you do your part, we will do ours.
Right.
Deal?
Yeah. He's not going to do that,
no,
though.
Of course not.
It's 18 minutes after 11. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
Minutes after 11, you're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So it is spring break time. A lot of students off of school, many of them heading down to Florida.
I love this, Casey. You know why I love this?
Why?
Because it's so easy to get from my house to the interstate because there ain't no kids. And there ain't, you've got to go 15 miles an hour because this is a school zone.
Right.
I could practically walk through that thing faster than I can drive through it.
Well, you know, did you remember the story? I think it was last week that in Fort Lauderdale, some kid roughed up the drummer from Def Leppard.
Yeah,
The drummer was just standing outside having a cigarette, and then this spring breaker started attacking him.
Yes.
Well, things have gotten bad in Miami as well, and they were going to issue a curfew.
Oh.
They voted against the curfew, even though the mayor wanted to call a ban on all of the rowdy events. Instead, they're prohibiting the sale of liquor after 6 p.m.
You let your kid go to spring break.
Yeah, she went to Panama City
Beach. I cannot believe you allowed her to do that.
Why? She's well-behaved. She stays out of trouble.
Yeah, I'm not worried about her. Mm-hmm. I'm worried about the other lunatics that are down there.
I was as well, but you can't live your life in fear, Rob.
You got pushed over, steamrolled by
your
kid.
No, I wanted her to go and have a good time. So
you should have gone with her.
No kidding. I'm very jealous. I should have gone with her. And from the sounds of it, they did have a good time, but they all made it back to Purdue in one piece. Also trending this morning, a new Kroger coming to Fishers. This one is going to have wider aisles, Starbucks, and a fresh popcorn made there in-house. Okay? If you want to do your shopping. And finally, trending, William Shatner. Old Bill.
He's like 900 years old.
How old do you think he is? Because today is his birthday.
No, okay.
This is why he's trending.
All right, Price is Right rules. Mm-hmm. I bet I'm going to get this exactly right, because I think I remember this. He was on Hammer and Nigel recently. Is he 92?
Yes. Ding, right on the nose.
Yeah, there you go.
You win a Coke and a smile. Actually, a donut.
Yes. From Given Jack to Stone. Us by someone else.
Yes. Congratulations.
Our friend Jenny from Relay, Indiana. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about what's been going on in San Francisco. This is a one-time payment of $5 million to each eligible black resident.
California did not have slavery.
Correct. You jumped right to it, didn't you?
I just want to make sure we're talking about the same place. San Francisco, California, mm-hmm. which did not have slavery.
Was a free state. San Francisco's Board of Supervisors is recommending this as part of their panel proposing reparations.
There's no way financially mm-hmm. to make this work. There's no way it's actually going to work. Although, you know what, Casey? Mm-hmm. I say that, and we live in a world where Donald Trump is about to get indicted.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Who knows, right?
Who knows anymore? I stand corrected.
This would cost every citizen $600,000 each. Listen to this. Okay, the proposals include a one-time payment of $5 million to each adult, including clearing all of their personal debt.
Wow.
Which means their credit cards, taxes, and student loans.
Mm-hmm.
And then black residents would also be able to collect an annual income of at least $97,000 for 250 years and buy homes within the city limits for $1.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Now we of course laugh at this, but we shouldn't be laughing at this because this is how these things start. Mm-hmm. It gets passed somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone else mm-hmm. says, oh, that seems like a great idea. And then it starts going everywhere. So you got an invested interest in this stupid being squashed as soon as possible, because that is unbelievable.
DEI, it's becoming an industry.
Yeah, oh yeah.
An entire sure. industry. Like, for example, the University of Michigan has 142 DEI staff members on its payroll. 142.
Now, cringe on Pierre, because it's not a show if we don't play you some words of wisdom from this intellectual giant.
Yeah.
Was asked if Biden supports reparations, and she really didn't want to say.
We understand that there's a legislation on the Hill currently on the study of reparations, and we think Congress is the appropriate venue for consideration on such action, and so we're going to leave it there for Congress to decide, to let them go through their process that they're taking at this moment. But I would lay out and speak to what the president has done.
Okay. That's a non-answer from her. This is a 60-page proposal.
Oh.
In San Francisco.
Well, what could go wrong with that?
Yeah.
Hey, real quick.
A lot to get through.
Before we get to a break.
Yeah.
Remind everybody, it's looking good for Velvet right now over at the Hammer and Nigel Biden Madness, but we need to run up the score
mm-hmm.
since Hammer has rigged the system and mm-hmm. is going to force us to turn right around and play You Ain't Black in the finals today, which is total disservice to Velvet and all the happy birthday Velvet voters.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go run the score up. Let's send a message to You Ain't Black that we are coming to play. Go vote in the Hammer and Nigel Biden Madness
mm-hmm.
over at Hammer and Nigel on Twitter. Happy birthday, Velvet.
Yes.
Because we are getting very close to cutting down the nets.
And we are counting on you. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Now, when we come back, mm-hmm. you're gonna rant. Something has really enraged you. And on your one-year anniversary of being on this show, I am going to turn the floor over to you because you are very upset.
All right. We got a story to share coming up from 93 WIBC. Good morning. It is 11. 11:34. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So a total of 46% of Americans say they approve of the way Joe Biden is handling his job, whereas 49% say they disapprove of the way he's handling his job. And this is a latest survey from the American Research Group. In February, 45% approved of the way he handled his job, and then 51% disapproved. So he's still underwater.
It is really interesting how many people, and again, it comes back to what we talked about with Trump and the Trump, you know, looming Trump indictment. Will this backfire? Won't this backfire? The country is now so partisan, and I think so many people are now wed to one side or another. What objective person? So, yes, Biden is underwater. But what objective person would go, yeah, he's doing great? What in American life, if you are an objective person, a reasonable person, an honest broker, would you say, that's going really well right now? And yet,
I like the way things are moving.
It comes in at 46, which, you know, a lot of these polls, he's somewhere between 40 and 46. So let's say it is 40. That still means 4 out of every 10 people, 2 out of every 5 people are going, yeah, I think things are pretty good.
This is good. I don't have a problem here. 84% say they expect that the economy will be worse a year from now. But yet, what? We're going to...
Right?
He's going to be the nominee again? Like, he hasn't announced that he's running again.
Maybe he'll just forget.
Well, and did he say he was going to tell us after the holidays?
Yes.
Him and Jill, we're gonna jet off to Delaware, go to the beach again.
Yeah.
And then they were going to make that decision.
Yes, absolutely.
What have we heard about that?
I'm telling you, maybe he forgot. Like, with Biden?
Is he waiting to see... If Trump goes to jail and DeSantis is going to announce, I mean, like, what is going on?
Casey,
what's going on there, Rob?
Casey, you are trying to understand the logic or reason or decision-making process of a buffoon, of a guy who has, oh, man, there was our boss, Matt Hiblin. I thought he was coming right for us. Matt always walks with such purpose. Through everywhere he goes. Have you ever noticed that, how Matt walks with such purpose?
He's on his way
and
somewhere.
And he was coming straight for the door. And I thought, my gosh, I didn't swear.
What did we do?
By my own show standards, I have not been really that offensive today. I haven't done anything that I would deem a fireable offense.
You're good.
And I think he was coming for a paper or something. Right? And then he turned right around and stormed back off. Hi, Matt. What were we talking about? Oh, Biden.
We were talking about Biden. And I think the last thing you said was buffoon.
Oh, yeah. But you're trying to make sense of it. Does any of it make any sense whatsoever?
Okay, so among Republicans, 7% approve of him. Who are those people? And 90% disapprove.
Wouldn't you love, and I'm, you know, I don't know whether these polls do this or not, but wouldn't you love for them, who's the guy? Frank Luntz, the guy, the pollster, who then will sit and talk to people. If you could find a room full of Biden's supporters who say, we think he's doing a good job, and hear them out loud say what they think is working in this country, what would it be?
Right. The 7%?
Or would it just be, I'm so wed to partisanship that, well...
It's just apathy.
They do it without saying...
Uninvolved. I'm a conservative, but I don't really know what's going on.
Could they do it without saying the name Donald Trump? I'm not sure they could. And I think that's where it comes back to, we're such a divided nation now that I'm not sure logic or reason has much sway anymore. All right, you ready to rant?
Okay, so it's 11:38. You're listening to Kendall and Casey on 93.
Put my feet up here on this table. I'm going to turn this portion of the show over to you.
I don't know how much of a rant it's going to be. I just wanted to point out a few things because I've had a couple of rants for the past couple of weeks. But in one day, 3 different stories came out, and I want to bring attention to them, all right? One is that a biological male has won a women's cycling division in New York City.
Oh, wait, what?
A biological male won a women's cycling division in New York City.
Okay, that's
interesting. So there's one.
You wouldn't think that'd be allowed since it's a women's cycling event.
Right.
And that is a man.
Right. Number two, Kamala Harris has written a very heartfelt letter of gratitude to that Dylan Mulvaney.
Oh, yes.
That guy with the Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, the guy who was on Drew Barrymore, who she got on bended knee and was sobbing practically and saying how wonderful he was. And he's That guy is a total weirdo.
Somebody pulled up an old video of him when he was a contestant on The Price is Right.
Uh-huh.
And you can just tell this guy, he's just looking for fame and fortune. I mean, narcissist all the way.
Yeah.
But Kamala Harris's letter to him says, "Dear Dylan, I send you my warmest greetings as you celebrate your 365th day of living authentically. Thank you for courageously sharing your story and your journey."
Oh.
So courageous to put on a dress. And then finally.
Because he's still got the parts, right? He hasn't chopped anything off.
Correct.
So literally, I mean, this guy's putting on a dress.
He's playing dress up.
And that's courageous. Cool.
And then finally, USA Today has honored a biological male who advocates for children to have access to experimental sex changes as Woman of the Year.
Wait, say that again. There was a lot of moving parts to what you just described.
USA Today.
Okay, yep.
With a daily circulation of 7 million readers.
Uh-huh.
Has honored a biological male.
Okay.
Who advocates for children to have access to experimental sex changes.
Uh-huh.
As Woman of the Year.
So a dude who wants kid dudes to be women dudes, children, has won Woman of the Year even though he's a dude.
Yes. And this is from USA Today. USA Today is owned by Gannett.
Oh, yeah.
Gannett also owns IndyStar.
Oh.
It is the largest U.S. newspaper publisher as measured by total daily circulation. Gannett Company, Inc. was formed in 1923 by Frank Gannett, who is a conservative.
Hey, Casey, you want to play a little game on the air?
Sure.
It's a huge risk here, but I'm going to take a look at Gannett's stock price.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, it's down to $1.96 a share. Let's go back. Let's say last 5 years. Let's see here. Just live while we're on the air. Yeah, it's not good. And by night, that's just...
You're surprised.
But the point on all this is everybody knows, and it's been well detailed, what trouble Gannett has been in, what has happened to the stock price, what has happened to the company, you know, as a collective. I mean, it's complete trash. I mean, it's in the toilet, and this is why.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like this is why. Nobody wants to read this. Nobody wants, to be subjected to this. No normal person anyway. So as a result, you just totally cater to complete and utter just lunatics. What person would read what you just described, Casey, and go, yeah, that seems like some really, really good journalism. It seems really fair and balanced. Mm-hmm. It seems really... really on top. By the way, Gannett's stock, oh my gosh, it's just awful, Casey. It's so bad.
I'm okay with that.
But there is no, I mean, look at the Star. The Star still has some decent reporters over there who, when they want to, can do some decent work.
Mm-hmm.
But by and large, if you go to that website, it's nonsensical garbage. It's clickbait garbage. And again, there are some reporters over there who still do an okay job when they want to. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing from that company that says we recognize why everything is in the toilet for us and we got to do something to fix it. They just double, quadruple down on it.
Right. They just keep going with it. So here's the thing. Women's empowerment is important in sports, education, and work.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't ignore the truth of gender. Biological males, biological females are not interchangeable. Wardrobe can hide gender, but it doesn't change your gender. And it seems right now, all a woman has to do to garner Woman of the Year consideration in 2023 is to not be born a woman. To achieve recognition today, a woman just has to be a man. That's it. And this is wrong. You can't erase, you can't cancel an entire gender. So friends, sisters, mothers, daughters, aunts, you know what to do. Stop reading and stop clicking on USA Today.
By the way, the number, the actual number, this is according to Yahoo. Heading into 2019, Gannett was trading at about $13 a share. You go back to 2018, it was over $15 a share. So that'd be 5 years. So 2018, it was over $15 a share. It is now under, according to Today, I believe $2 a share. So that's in a five-year time frame. Mm-hmm. That stock has just completely cratered. And it's because of the crap you just said right there. The average person just says, we want no part of it.
Yeah. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.
Casey.
Yeah?
Question.
What?
Think very hard before you answer.
Okay.
This is a tough one.
Okay.
Don't jump right in.
All right.
How would you feel if you lost out on $111,000 in retirement income?
I would not be happy, Rob Kendall.
Well, then get this. 96% of Americans lose out on an average of $111,000 in Social Security income, and it's because they claim their benefits at the wrong time. Hello, everyone. It's Kendall and Casey.
And you can learn how to avoid this with a free Social Security analysis from Bill Demery, your retirement guy, right here in Indy. We trust Bill Demery so much, we're now clients of his. And if you've saved at least $200,000 and have not filed Social Security, schedule your free analysis now by calling 317-932-9912. Bill Demery does all the heavy lifting, and he won't charge you a dime.
Call 317-932-9912. That's 317-932-9912.
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
Minutes in front of 12, it's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So with the news over the weekend that came out that the corrupt George Soros-backed Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg reportedly ready to charge Donald Trump with accusations over hush money payments, we are on, what, indictment watch? What are we calling it? Are we calling it arrest watch?
Either way is fine.
Okay.
I think it's looking more and more likely like that will happen, which seems hard to envision, but it looks like it will. And, of course, we will have all the coverage here for you on WIBC in the event that it does take place.
Chris Christie was on ABC over the weekend, and he had some things to say that he has no time for any of this nonsense.
Yeah, so he was on with Donna Brazile. She was a Clintonite, used to run the DNC. She ran for a while, and they were on ABC, and she was trying to peddle some bull crap.
And he shut it down.
Yeah,
didn't he?
This is pretty good. Take a listen.
This is a party that continues to say that they are for law and order when it suits them. But it doesn't suit them when the crime is gun violence, when the crime is seeing this country suffer from the kind of violence and crime across the board.
I'm not going to stand up for that because let me tell you who doesn't enforce law and order when it comes to gun violence. I go into New York City every week. It is a danger zone to go into Manhattan because Alvin Bragg is running a revolving door and not prosecuting gun crime, not prosecuting violent criminals. And if he does, he lets them out within 4 hours of when they're arrested to commit more crimes. So let's not get into that argument because Alvin Bragg has failed miserably and all of a sudden he wants to get
tough
on Donald Trump.
But you do have a Republican.
Okay, so anybody who's been in, you know, Indianapolis even knows what's going on. Crime is up when you've got all these lenient prosecutors. I mean, 7 people shot over the weekend here in Indy. And same thing in New York City, lenient punishments. But yet this Alvin Bragg is going after Trump.
Question for you, Casey. Why is it that people don't punish the political office holders in question? Now, I guess I should say often they don't, because I think we saw in Chicago Lori Lightfoot got voted out of office. Crime is a major issue. There were also other issues, like the fact that she was about to lose the Chicago Bears that played into that. But look at Indianapolis. We thought, hey, the Republicans are running, in Cindy Carrasco, a pretty good candidate, especially by Marion County Republican standards, was well-funded, was connected to Holcomb, normal person by all accounts. And it wasn't even close.
Nope.
They put Ryan Mears back in there. So why do people in these major metropolitan cities often keep reelecting the people who are failing them, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever, wouldn't you want to be safe?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what your party affiliation is?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
So why? You live here.
Yeah.
I've got
I'm not out in Brownsburg.
Yeah, I've got my own
problems. I'm not in Carmel or Zionsville out in the burbs. I live in Indianapolis.
I have my own problems out there, which is a warehouse on every corner.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I'm not in fear of being accosted every time I get out of my house.
I don't want to say it's an irrational fear, but it has come true in a way that there have been times when I've been driving around town to and from work that I've thought, will a stray bullet hit me? I mean, I'm not in the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm not taking chances. I'm not like out after midnight. It's dark in an, you know, unsavory neighborhood. I'm not putting myself in that position, but just driving around, am I going to get hit by a stray bullet? Like what happened?
Right.
To the employee of Sullivan's.
Yeah, it's not an unfounded fear. That person was working.
Right.
That person was working. They weren't even outside. They were working.
Mm-hmm. And it happened. So, I don't know. These, another institution falling with Bragg, district attorneys.
Yeah. Real quick, Casey.
You want to talk about this movie?
Well, I think you're going to go see it, probably. This seems like something you would totally go see, and then you can just tell me how it went.
Yeah.
Because I don't go to the movies.
Okay, so it's called Air, and it is the first movie made by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon since, what, Good Will Hunting?
You like them? You seem like someone who would be totally enamored with Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, do I know you or do I know you?
The Martian is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I knew it.
That's one of those movies I could watch over and over again.
I know what sort of men you're into.
You think you do. So this is going to open up April 5th. And what do you think? It's about how the story behind the Michael Jordan shoes and the creation of Nike.
The movie is getting all sorts of hype. Mm-hmm. It is also getting good reviews from people who have seen it. I actually think this is going to be a mega blockbuster movie, and I think it will do very well. Mm-hmm. Now, again, as I said, I don't go to the movies, so I will need for you to do that.
Yeah.
And then my dad has every channel under the sun, so inevitably it will at some point be on one of his channels, and I can go over there and watch it.
I think it's going to be pretty good, because right now we're all thinking about Ben Affleck with Jennifer Lopez, right?
Yes.
But then you got to remember, Ben Affleck's actually a pretty good director.
Yeah.
He made Argo, The Town, Gone Baby Gone. He won, Argo won Best Picture.
Remember when he did that great movie with Jennifer Lopez, Jersey Girl? That was a huge success.
He did that for her,
uh-huh.
I'm sure.
That was a masterpiece.
He tried to.
The Wind, Citizen Kane, Ben-Hur, Jersey Girl.
Mm-hmm.
In that order.
One other thing we should mention before we get out of here quickly. Kid Rock has announced a No Snowflake summer tour.
Of course he did.
Ball did a ball. Would you go see Kid Rock?
No, I would absolutely not go see
Kid Rock. No interest.
The only one I might go see this year, if Kev will drive me, is Jackson Brown playing at Brown County.
Okay.
Coming up in June.
It looks like the closest that this Kid Rock concert is going to be right now is July 14th in Detroit. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Good
Happy
job.
1 year.
What's the deal with you and Holcomb?
How long you got?
Thank you for listening. We're going to count on you to be back here tomorrow. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.